Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump's response to the latest in a distressing series of school shootings. Or better yet, multiple responses. Because the president was all over the map like an apprentice cartographer on a garbage scow in the middle of a typhoon. First, he said, we should arm teachers. Then he yelled at the mainstream media for claiming he said we should arm teachers. Then he said we shouldn't just give teachers guns, but bonuses and snacks. Not rulers or pencils. Guns, yes. Stationery, no. During a listening session with relatives and survivors of the Florida high school massacre, he entered the room carrying a cheat sheet that reminded him to say, I hear you. Apparently his staff is aware that hearing people in a listening session is not his first instinct. Trump also insisted we focus on mental health issues, conveniently forgetting that it was he who got rid of the rules restricting the mentally ill from purchasing guns. A lot like Germany complaining that they don't have any halfway decent Jewish delis anymore. Yeah, there you go. Let's give guns to teachers. Probably help cut down on tardiness, note passing, and backtalk. Not to mention making faculty meetings and parent-teacher conferences a lot more interesting. Details were murky, but this undoubtedly means arming the janitors and cafeteria ladies as well. Although many will argue that school lunches were already weaponized during the Reagan administration. The National Rifle Association says we need more good guys with guns. Problem is, a lot of good guys with guns belong to that whole kill 'em all and let God sort 'em out school of thought. And once teachers are armed, it's only a matter of time before the kids start packing. I'm going out during recess to play tetherball. Cover me. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.